VIPs. Right, this morning's Kessel Run's going to be a little bit different because, for a start, I'm using the big boy microphone. And secondly, I'm not out and about. I'm actually in the studio at home recording this because I intend to put this episode of the Kessel Run out on the main feed as a bit of a promotional thing to try and spread the word for something that we're going to start doing with immediate effect. So there will be... There will be one Star Wars news item in this week's episode, or in today's, I should say today's episode. And then there'll be the announcement. And then I'm going to tease something that's coming as well, because I always try and squeeze a little bit extra out of this thing. So if you're not already a TSW VIP, you're hearing this because it's hit the main podcast feed. Then this is the Kessel Run. So this is the almost... daily podcast that I put out to the VIPs in their private feed. It's kind of a way to communicate what we're doing at Talk Star Wars on a day-to-day basis, but it'll also sort of throw out a news item for people to discuss in the Facebook group, and other interesting bits and pieces like that, like the announcement that I'm going to be making here this morning. So if you had been thinking about becoming a VIP and hadn't, this might be a good time to get on board, bearing in mind what I'm going to be announcing this morning. So just to give you an idea of what the VIP program is, it's a donation from you guys every month, which you give securely via PayPal, for as little as £1. But there are also £2 and £3 options available. Now, it does the same thing. It's just up to you how much you want to invest in us. It helps us cover the cost of producing the content that we create every week, but it will also help us to expand our program as we start moving forward, with a view to creating content for YouTube and more podcasts and written items and fun things like the announcement I'm going to make on this episode. In return for becoming a donor every month, you'll get access to the VIP program. Now, what the VIP program is, it's basically a group of supporters who get access to a closed group on Facebook. So you'll be plunged into this Star Wars community, a pretty tight-knit, lots of hardcore Star Wars fans in there, lots of theories being thrown around, lots of questions, people challenging each other's understanding of Star Wars. It's great fun, and there's a lot of awesome people in there, and they do a lot of really cool things. Other podcasters in there, other creators in there, some stunning photography you'll see in there. There's a lot of really awesome stuff in that closed group. So the first thing you get as a VIP is access to that Facebook group. Then you'll get a monthly newsletter, which will update you on things that we're doing or we're planning to do or how something's panned out. So expect next month to be a little bit celebration heavy because that's where I spent some time last week. In addition to the newsletter, you'll get priority downloads. As a VIP, you'll get the content we make as soon as it's baked. So we've got these monthly shows now. So we've got the TSW Toy Box, which is Rob Wade, Mark Airy, and Jeremy Rowling creating a monthly show just about Kenner collectibles. And I'm not sure they're branching into other areas of collecting. But it's a fantastic show. It's really exciting. It's a nice addition. It's inspired an entire page on the website that you can look into called the TSW Toy Box. So if you head to talkstarwars.co.uk/toybox, you'll find everything aggregated there that relates to collectibles. Some interesting YouTube content as well. So that's a great podcast that comes out every month. Then Rob Cast and I have started a comic book show, the first episode of which I believe is going to hit. The VIPs are going to get it today. And I think it's going to hit the main feed in a couple of weeks. It's called TSW Comics. I get a hard time in the VIP group because I go on about TSW Comics an awful lot. But I enjoy it. I like I read the comic books digitally, Rob reads them in their physical form. And so we get together every month, we'll talk about a bit of news, we'll take some listener email, and we'll break down a comic book that we've decided to read the month before. So it's a bit like a book club. So if you wanted to get into comic books, or the Star Wars comic books, you can jump in and start with us, because I'm pretty much a novice, and Rob's read every single word that's ever been written since the Lucasfilm buyout. So that's TSW Comics. Then you've got another show from Robcast called the TSW Roundtable. That's another monthly show. Now, as a VIP, you'll automatically qualify for a place on the roundtable. So Rob will bring together a couple of hosts from around the network, the Star Wars Commonwealth. He'll get them on the show with a couple of listeners, and they'll pull the listeners from the VIP pool of talent. And then you guys can show up on the podcast with a question to throw at the hosts, and then they'll all kick it around in a roundtable discussion. It could be an issue you've had with the Star Wars films forever. It could be a question you want answered, a mystery you want the lid lifted on, or just an opinion piece, whatever you want people to discuss. And then you spend an hour or so doing that with some of the talented podcasters from around the Star Wars Commonwealth. It's a great show. It's a shame it's limited to one a month, but that's something you'll get as a priority release. You'll also get the TSW feature comm series as soon as they're recorded. So the guys from the main show, myself, Rob Wade, Paul Jones and Stephen Ware, we'll sit down and we'll record an audio commentary for a Star Wars movie. So far we've recorded The Force Awakens, A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. And we'll be going back and finishing the original trilogy, and then we'll tackle the prequel trilogy. And we'll do that every time a new movie comes out, obviously. We'll do those. And we'll intend to branch out into some Star Wars adjacent programming. So think of Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T., Jaws, those sorts of things. Anything that is kind of related to Star Wars, we'll tackle audio commentaries for them. So as soon as that stuff is recorded, as a VIP, you'll get it immediately. And then it will hit the schedule some point in the future. And in addition to the content that we're putting out, you'll also get to take a part in a weekly Facebook Live session. It's what we do pre-show. It's usually myself or Rob Wade, and we're sitting on a Facebook Live session ahead of the recording of the main podcast. And then once that's laid down, we'll put that out, usually on the YouTube video. So you guys can throw us questions or make fun of us, or we'll do, Rob sometimes does an AMA, so we'll be open to anything you guys want to do on the pre-show, and occasionally even a post-show. But that's all limited to the VIP feed, so it's another thing that only you get to take advantage of. The rest of the world can watch through the YouTube videos, but you get to play a part in it. Then there's this little thing, the Kessel Run. This is an almost daily podcast that I do, usually when I'm on the drive to work or if I'm walking the dog. It's whatever crosses my mind. I get an avalanche of emails every day with some Star Wars news. I'm going to be discussing one of those points on this episode in a minute. And it's just something I can throw to the VIPs. It stimulates discussion in the VIP group and gives us all something to mull over in between the main episodes of the podcast. It's just a way for me to keep in touch with you guys and for you to see what we're doing. Occasionally there'll be announcements like this show today. There'll be an announcement of something that's coming up, but usually it's just something light and fun for everyone to think about. It might be a harebrained theory or something that I can't wait until the next main podcast to get out there. So before we get to this morning's news, our article, let's tackle this announcement. So last week when we were in Orlando, Rob Cast and I put out a video and we announced that we're going to be giving away a Luke Skywalker X-Wing figure from the Hasbro Black Series 40th Anniversary Collection, which are the 6-inch Black Series figures on vintage card backs. The X-Wing Luke was limited in numbers and limited to Celebration Orlando. You will be able to find them online, but people are already trying to scalp for ridiculous amounts of money. They're, I think, in triple figures already, these things. So we picked up an extra one and we're going to give it away to a VIP. No strings attached. If you are already a VIP, you're automatically entered into the draw. I've got some software that I can put everybody's name into. I press a button, it plucks one out at random. That guy or girl will be the winner. So what we're looking to do, or what I'm looking to do off the back of that, because it's been really well received, people are very excited that we're going to be doing this. And the draw for that is going to take place on the 25th of May to celebrate the 40th anniversary. So the idea being, we want to give you guys something for supporting us. So this is the big one, this 40th anniversary, Luke. I'm very excited about it, but I want to do more of this. So I've decided to make this a monthly thing for the VIPs, which is why I'm announcing this on a podcast that's going out. It's a VIP podcast, but it's going out to the public because I want people to know they've got an opportunity to be a part of it. So if you want to become a VIP, head to talkstarwars.co.uk/support. There'll be a link in the description to this episode somewhere. For as little as £1, or if you're feeling slightly more generous, £3 a month, you can be entered into this draw. Now, as the VIP numbers start to grow, it gives me an opportunity to sort of expand what we're doing. Maybe we'll give away more in draws each month, or perhaps we'll give away bigger prizes each month. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start right now, and before we do this Luke X-Wing draw, we're going to do a giveaway for the new Tim Zahn novel, Star Wars Thrawn. So become a VIP now, and I will do that draw in the next couple of weeks, and we'll give a copy of Thrawn away to a lucky VIP. After that, I've got some interesting things to give away. If you've been paying attention, if you are a VIP, you'd have seen this in the group. You may have seen the post on the site. Matt Keegan created a really beautiful piece of artwork for us. I'm gonna do an unboxing of that soon on YouTube. It's a really beautiful hand-drawn DL-44 blaster. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm going to give that away as part of this draw for the VIPs. After that, there's going to be a limited edition lobby set of cards for The Force Awakens. They're the IMAX art cards. There's four for that series. I've got all four. I'm going to give those away again to a VIP. So if you're already a VIP, you don't have to do anything. You're automatically entered. And as long as you're an active VIP, you'll be entered in every draw. If you're not already a VIP, jump on board now. Get in there for the Thrawn draw. Then May would do the X-Wing Luke draw, and then we'll build it out from there. And as we start to see the ability to provide bigger and better prizes, we will. There'll probably be a few Blu-rays in there, maybe a box set of Clone Wars or something. We'll start putting these things together as we go. So that's today's announcement, these monthly draws for VIPs. So I'd love for you guys to be a part of it. I think it's really exciting. I'm glad to finally be in a position where we can start doing some exciting things like this. So if you want to get your hands on that Luke Skywalker, you need to be a part of the VIP program. Okay, so that's one announcement. I've got a tease to come, but that's one announcement. So let's talk about this Star Wars news from today. So in my email blast today, there was the news that John Boyega had been on The One Show, which is a show on BBC TV. And he'd revealed perhaps a little bit more than I think he probably meant to. He mentioned that he was in all three of these movies. He's got one more after this one, he said. Now, thinking back to last week at Celebration with the reveal from Kathleen Kennedy about there will be no Carrie Fisher in episode 9, I just can't help but think that maybe these executives, maybe these people involved with making Star Wars are starting to give away a little bit too much. I feel that Kathleen's announcement last week about Carrie's absence really gave away what her fate will be, because she's supposed to be... We're not supposed to know what's going to happen to Leia until we've seen episode 8. And now we know that Carrie's not going to be involved in 9... which, remember, they discussed the use of her likeness through existing footage. She could have been involved. It kind of makes me think that Leia's not going to make it out of 8. And I really wish that they hadn't given that away. And likewise, with today's reveal from John Boyega, it lets me know that he does make it out of 8. And so I'm not going to be worried about that character. I think when you go back to the 80s and Empire Strikes Back, we saw Han Solo frozen in carbonite. And by the end of the movie, that was unresolved. So we didn't really know what Han's fate was. We didn't know if Harrison Ford was going to return for Return of the Jedi. So it was all... You left, you had a 3-year gap before those questions were answered. How is this going to play out? I know how John Boyega's fate's going to play out because I know he's involved in 9. Admittedly, we don't know what's going to happen to him. Will he get drawn back into the First Order? We don't know. But I'd rather not know whether or not these guys are going to be involved. I'm okay to know that they've got an option to be involved if they sign contracts for multiple features, but I don't want to know that a character's going to return. I want to know that there's a possibility we could lose somebody in these films. So I'm just surprised that he's been allowed to speak so openly about this thing and potentially put a little bit of a spoiler out there. Positive spoiler, of course. I don't want Finn to come to any harm in these movies, but I also don't want to know the fate of these characters before the credits roll on that movie. Now, I'll be interested to know what you guys think anyway. Are we getting a little bit too much revealed to us about these films before we've seen them? You know, they've been very tight on controlling what footage leaks out or when they release teaser trailers or feature or you know, actual trailers for these movies. But then someone goes and flaps their gums like Zhang Wen last year in Europe when he revealed that Donnie Yen's character dies in the film. That was an accident, but these all seem to be very calculated reveals about certainly Carrie's lack of involvement in 9 and John Boyega's appearance in 9. I don't know. Something don't feel right about it. I think they should keep this stuff locked down until we've seen the features. Right. Time for a teaser. I'm going to wrap this up. Because I'm struggling a little bit. I was ill at Celebration and I've had hard time sort of bouncing back from it. Hence the lack of Kessel Runs over the past couple of days. So my apologies for missing podcasts and for the crumbly nature of my voice currently. Right, big tease. I had this confirmed today that episode 1 is in the can of a new series that we're going to be putting out on YouTube. And I'm not going to go into too much detail yet because I want the man himself to be able to reveal it. But Mr. Robert Cast, who I kept a lot of company with at Celebration, had a wonderful idea for a series he's going to start around a new venture. I'm trying not to trip myself up here and give too much away. It's very creative. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And I know what's in the first episode, even though I haven't seen it yet. And I think it's going to be fascinating. So keep an eye out on the site for the announcement. I've asked Rob to put something together so that he can make the announcement of what he's doing. And then keep an eye on the YouTube channel. So if you're not already subscribed to our YouTube channel, I think we're youtube.com/TalkStarWarsTV. Or you can find, I'll put a subscription link in the description to this episode as well. Keep an eye on the YouTube channel for Rob's first episode. If you are already a VIP and you're in the VIP group, you'd have noticed a image that went in yesterday that I popped in. I was putting a lot of images in from Celebration yesterday, and I popped a teaser image in there, and I tagged Rob. That's a hint of what's coming. Only one of you picked up that there's something funny about that, my tagging that image. That's a hint of what's coming. I'm sure Rob will make a more public announcement very, very soon, especially when he hears this. But know that there's some really cool stuff coming. I'm also talking to one VIP. I don't want to reveal too much. I'm talking to one VIP and the Toy Box guys about doing something else at the moment. I think there's going to be quite a lot of work that needs to go into it. But I'm excited about another avenue opening up on the site. So that's a bonus tease. I don't know where this is going to go yet. The idea is still very fresh. It at least involves the Toy Box guys, one VIP, and one of the Knights of the Commonwealth. So keep your eye on this thing. I know there's a lot of deliberately circumspect and very irritating teases from me, but keep an eye on it. There's some exciting stuff coming. But if you're not already a VIP, become a VIP today. When you do, when you go through the checkout at VIP, you'll have a tweet button, tweet out your membership, and you'll have a button to gain access to the VIP group. As soon as you click that button, I will authorize your membership to the VIP group on Facebook, and you can start joining in with the chats and see if you can seek out that image of Rob Cast that I put in yesterday. And you'll then automatically be entered into the Thrawn draw. And as long as you're a VIP, you'll qualify for every draw we do subsequently, including the X-Wing Luke draw. All right, that's it for today. That was a long one. Goodness me. Kind of glad I didn't record last night because my voice, goodness me. All right, that's 20 minutes of Kessel Run, everybody. Usually they're about half this length. So have a good Friday, and I will speak to you guys next time.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.